The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. Well, on The Bigger Picture today, we are zooming in on some of the stocks making waves on the markets this week. And we are looking at Keppel Corp and Sembcorp Marine. Both of them have been on a good run since the announcement by Temasek Holdings to more than double its stake to 51% in Keppel. And that has led to revived market speculation that we might see down the road the offshore and marine assets of both Keppel Corp and Sembcorp Marine being merged to form a bigger player. So since the announcement, we are looking at both Keppel Corp and Sembcorp Marine pushing up nearly 15% on the stock price. So are we going to be looking out for any further upside from here? Let's get the bigger picture from Margaret Young. She is the market analyst at CMC Markets. Morning, Margaret. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Ryan. I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, Margaret, before we zoom in on these stocks, let's take a step back and look at the broader market sentiment. There's been quite a slew of earnings. I'm hearing numbers from Ford, Boeing, Caterpillar, and ABB. Quite a few of them are missing estimates and disappointing on that front. But despite that, we are still seeing numbers in the green, in the opening numbers. Margaret, what do you think is lifting the mood right now?
Well, I think last night the earnings, U.S. earnings, were pretty mixed. Boeing missed, but Microsoft and Tesla beat. So overall picture of the U.S. earnings so far is pretty good. More than 80% of the S&P 500 companies who announced earnings so far, they beat market expectation on the upside. So it shows that the earning is better than analyst forecast. And the third quarter, although the economy, overall economy is slowing down, but there are still some bright spots as company slash costs in order to juice some good earnings for investors. So overall earning picture is upbeat. Another thing is we saw that crude oil price rebounded more than 3% overnight. So in the U.S. market, energy and material sector were the two best performing sector among all. Another thing is trade optimism. As we now see that China is actually running a pork crisis because of the Africa swine fever. So meat price has more than doubled from a year ago. So now China is in a position to sign an agricultural deal with the United States. I think the chance is high that they will sign some kind of deal in a November meeting. So that trade optimism is also driving up the market.
Potentially pork exports from the U.S. to China to look out for. Margaret, let's turn our attention to what's happening back home this week. A lot of market buzz around Keppel and Sembcorp. Of course, both of them really on a good rally this week, up more than nearly 15%. Quite a good run since the announcement by Temasek. So a really good catalyst, it looks like, for the both stocks. So what's your take on the action from here? Is it too late to jump on the bandwagon?
Well, Keppel Corp, Sembcorp Marine, and Sembcorp Industry, these three are the superstar of this week. And a lot of discussion, talks, and speculation around the potential merger between Keppel Corp's offshore and marine unit and Sembcorp Marine are already, I think, fully digested by market. And the current price has priced in this assumption in early stage. But of course, in the, down the road, there are still risks and uncertainties associated with Temasek's special offer to Keppel Corp, because the deal is subjected to regulatory approval both domestically and abroad, and also it needs to win majority agree from Keppel Corp's shareholders, and plus the Keppel Corp's financial position need to perform well during the next 12 months or so. Let's pray that the oil price don't tumble again.
Okay, so these are the preconditions that they need to meet.
Yes, many preconditions are there.
Okay, so just a quick look at the stock price for Keppel, right? Before the announcement, it was at $5.84. Now we are seeing it at around the mid-$6 front, around $6.60. So I'm looking at this upside right now. It's up 15%, but what Temasek is paying is nearly 26% above the previous close at $7.35 per share. Does that give any form of support, or is it something that you think we'll probably see.
Yes, I'm quite surprised to see that Kebab is trading at only $6.67 or 10% below the offer price. And it reflects that market is very cautious and very conservative in looking at this deal. So pricing in a sufficient like cushion, buffer for the risk of this partial deal. So I think if we move on down the road, as all these preconditions are cleared, the price should gradually converge with the offer price. And also, based on Bloomberg consensus, analysts in the street, they are giving a consensus target price for Kebab Corp at $7.48, which is still above the offer price.
Okay, so if I'm looking at, we're checking Margaret Young, she's the market analyst at CMC Markets. So Margaret, if I'm not thinking about taking profit, is this a good time or should I just hold out and look at some of the dividends that we might see?
Wow, this is a tough one. I can't say that because it really depends on individual investors' position, risk tolerance, and their horizon for holding this stock. If that's long-term, then maybe they should wait and see. But if it's a very short-term trade, let's say they bought last week and this week already make
any signals that it's being overbought right now?
Well, because this is a very much event-driven movement in the share price, so some technical analysis, they don't apply to such the situation. But obviously, we are seeing a gap up for all these three counters, and they have all rebounded from multi-year low. Mm. So in a technical analysis, this gap up is a very positive signal. It's providing a cushion for any potential sell-off or profit-taking. So this gap will provide some support for that.
Okay, thank you so much for your time this morning. We've been chatting with Margaret Young. She is the market analyst at CMC Markets. Margaret, thank you, and we'll chat with you next time.
Okay, thank you, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.